In Tuesday night's Division I regional quarterfinal game at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School, the Chippewa Falls boys went in as underdogs. The 3-21 Cardinals were playing at 8-16 Wisconsin Rapids, a team that had played 500 ball in the second half of the season. After drawing first blood,
Yo LaQuay drives the lane, left-handed layup is good, and the Cardinals lead it 2-0.
The Red Raiders went on a 10-0 run, and later, as the half wound down,
oh, they tossed one to Zeligowski and Reynes. It was like an alley-oop layup rather than a dunk, and they get that hoop right before the half.
Rapids extended their lead to 24 for a second time, but Rapids left too much time on the clock as Jacob LaQuay drained a shot from beyond half court, drawing the Cards to within 21 at intermission. Few, if any, though, recognized LaQuay's long three as a guarantee of better things for the second half.
I was not happy that we gave up that backdoor lob, and I was kind of storming off, and all of a sudden it goes in. I'm like, I tried to crack a smile, but I'm like, that was cool. That was really cool. We'll have to talk about that a little bit. I did not mention that at halftime.
As the second half wore on, Easton Bob's first three with about 12 minutes to go cut Rapids' lead to 17, and a G. Mason three a short time later cut the deficit to 14.
LaQuay's going to put up a shot, no good. Up and in, and the tip is good by Wiedemeyer, and a foul. So Wiedemeyer gets the hoop, and he goes to the free throw line to try to complete the play. And now I got to clamp down that defense here. And there's the steal by LaQuay. LaQuay racing down the floor. He'll lay it up and in. And the Cardinals now are within 9. Chai with it. LaQuay bounce pass down low for two more to Dickerson. And the Cards are within 7. Chai giving you something to cheer about back home. Within 7 now. 51-45 Chai deficit as LaQuay hits the free throw. It's been his night. The second one is good. They're within 4. The Cardinals are within 4 at 51-47. LaQuay wants to sneak up and steal it from behind, and they do knock it away. They do get it, taking it away from Gilbertson. To the other end, the layup is good by Easton Bob, and the Cards are within 2. Cardinals, LaQuay, Dickerson, Turhart, Wiedemeyer, and Bob. There's Dickerson off glass and 2 more, and the Cardinals within 2. Dickerson with it out on top. He'll go right side on the baseline. Dickerson picks up the dribble. Wiedemeyer, low post, spin move. Tie game! Carson Wiedemeyer from 24 down. The Cards have tied it with 6:17 to go in the second half.
A Rapids three-pointer then put them back in front, but the Cards answered back.
Working it to LaQuay. He'll drive down the middle, puts up a tough shot. It's good, and the Cards within 1 at 56-55. 5:15 left. The Cards with the ball down 1. They'd been down by 24 very late in the first half. Just seconds left. Dickerson, reverse layup is good, and the Cards grab the lead at 57-56.
Back to 58-57. Boy, but it's been made a lot more exciting than we thought it would have been. Wiedemeyer from long range misses the air ball three-point attempt, rebounded by Dickerson. Then Wiedemeyer's going to miss one block. LaQuay gets it. Nice dish to Wiedemeyer for 2. Yes, what a no-look pass. LaQuay has just really found the no-look pass tonight.
And the Cardinals back to the lead now as they grab it at 59-58. 3.5 to play. Cardinals on the attack left to right. G. Mason down low to Wiedemeyer for 2, and the Cards lead at 61-60. G. Mason found Wiedemeyer for the 61-60 lead. Down low, Dickerson on top. Wiedemeyer for 3. Doctor! The Cardinals lead it by 2. Oh, Carson Wiedemeyer with ice in his veins. And now a three-point attempt by Reynes off the rim. No good. Cardinal ball on the rebound. With 1:05 to go, Wiedemeyer got the rebound. Chippewa with the ball and a two-point lead, 64-62. LaQuay into the forecourt for the Cardinals. Behind the back, triple Reynes, a three-point attempt. He'll hoist one off the front iron. No good. Rebound, Chippewa, Wiedemeyer. The Cardinals have won in Rapids, 69-64, baby! What a stunner.
Yeah, I mean, we stuck with it. We had a bunch of seniors at halftime that were in there not wanting to go out like that. And I'm really proud of the way that they came together in the second half. They attacked the basket. They finished. They made some winning plays down the stretch there. That three by Carson at the end was a big, big shot for us, along with a lot of other stuff that went on.
So Chai High with a 4-21 record, having come from 24 down on the road at Wisconsin Rapids, now gets a much bigger test as they go to Marshfield. The 22-2 Tigers ready for Chai High coming next on WOGO Sports.
This is Chai High Basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
And good evening from Marshfield. Mark Halverson joined by Athletic Director Mike Thompson as we get set to bring you this game tonight as the teams have just taken to the floor. But before we get into basketball, 4-21 Chippewa, and you heard the intro, the highlights from the other night against 22-2 Marshfield, the team undefeated in the Wisconsin Valley Conference and champs of the conference. Mike, you were in Madison, you were in Middleton for the painful, stinging loss. I heard people, Chi-High fans, coming in tonight talking about it. We carried it on WOGO. We'll get the podcast up. A 6-5 overtime loss to Brookfield East, a heartbreaker in hockey.
Yeah, definitely a heartbreaker today. But, of course, if you take a step back and understand how awesome that season was, we graduated a whole handful of seniors and a pretty talented team, and they brought the community along. It was an excellent showing, and obviously you got to have a winner, you got to have a loser. It just happened to be the other team's night, but definitely a fun season of hockey.
Right, absolutely. And I know people can go back and they'll be able to hear the podcast. Greg Stewart, Cooper Fosvik with the call, even the post game. But I heard some fans on the way in. One of the things they were saying was that it got really warm in the arena and that the condition of the ice was different in the third period. Any thoughts or observations on that?
Yeah, interesting. We've had that in our home venue against Memorial and over in Hudson. It just, I think when you have that much body heat in one spot and it's supposed to form ice, but they didn't delay the game by any means, and I'm not sure how much of an impact that had.
Yeah. Some of the fan discussion, we'll move on to basketball, was the fact that our guys, the Chi-High guys, like the very fast ice that's, and so to whatever degree it's warm, some that felt this, but again, painful, but again, a wonderful, wonderful season. And Cooper said during the postgame, he said this was the best Chi-High hockey team he thinks there's ever been. So
yeah, I know Coach Parker said it's the deepest as far as their talent of the teams over the years. So definitely a very talented team and proud of their efforts this season.
Here we have the Chi-High Cardinal boys. They come from 24 down to win at Rapids the other night. I mean, the tale of two halves for sure. But, wow, and so what they earn is this here tonight, a Marshfield team that is very good.
Yeah, we had them earlier in the year, and they put it to us. They're a talented team. They got a couple nice, really nice players. They don't rely on just one person. So very, very good team, but Chippewa Falls is, they look ready to go today. And like using that momentum from the second half of the Rapids game, if we can start out hot here, limit their possessions, you never know.
And that's what you'll hear Coach Chris Fisher talk about when we bring you that conversation with him in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports from Marshfield.
Here's what customers are saying about Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wirzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wirzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. Chahai at Marshfield, the 22-2 Tigers, and their head coach, Chris Fisher, with us now in his fourth season. Coach, first of all, just kind of a broader overview than just this year, third straight conference title. What do you attribute the success to?
It's a lot of hard work from a lot of different people. Very talented players as well. Obviously, they're the most important piece to this. They're willing to put in work. They're willing to abide by the standards of our program. We've been very, very blessed and fortunate to have the people in our program that we do. They're a joy to be around. They're a joy to coach. Our youth program is doing very well. There's a lot of good people in this community that care about basketball. That's a big key for us.
So Chi-High had a nice come-from-behind win the other night. They're to call the game. It was tale of two halves for sure. Yeah. So they come here tonight. About 5 weeks ago, you guys took them apart pretty good by 41 points. So what about the motivation for your club?
It's two different teams. I was at that game Tuesday night as well, and I came away very impressed with Chippewa Falls because there was a point in that game where it kind of looked like Rapids was going to take the game over and put it away, but the resiliency and the resolve that the Chippewa team showed was highly impressive. And, you mentioned our previous game. I think in playoff time, you can throw all that stuff out the window. The seed numbers, the records, the previous games that took place, I don't think none of that really matters anymore because we know that if we're not at our best tonight, Chippewa Falls, if they're at their best, they could easily beat us. So So we've got to make sure we're ready to go.
So you guys are coming in here hungry and focused and determined.
We are. We had a good week of preparation. Sometimes the length of this season kind of wear on you a little bit. It is a long season, but I'm happy with our preparation. I'm happy with our mindset right now, and I think our guys are going to be ready to go.
Coach, we wish you the best tonight, and should you triumph, we wish you the best of the rest of the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, head coach Chris Fisher of Marshfield coming up. Jason Prue, the Cards. We're in Marshfield. It's Chi-Hi, the Cardinals and the Tigers, coming tonight on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Northwestern Bank. delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
Bjorkstrand metal roof.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
I'm 103.1 AM 680 and wogo.com. We're here in Marshfield for the boys Division I regional semifinal. Shahai, after the great comeback the other night at Rapids, here to take on the Marshfield Tigers. And Coach Pruitt, you made a striking comment to me in the postgame the other night. You're like, you know what, I'm just glad I get two more days of practice with these guys and we get to play Friday night.
Yeah, it was great to be able to get those extra couple practices. The guys are excited to come out and play, and it's great to get another opportunity.
This Marshfield team, well, first of all, I mean, just the comeback the other night. I mean, again, in terms of that was a dramatic comeback from 24 down late in the first half, but it took everybody in the team giving it their best, huh?
Yeah, another fun memory for us, mm-hmm. being down 24 and coming back and lost in that Jake LeQuay's three-quarter court shot at the end of the half was really cool to go back and watch. But, yeah, that was an exciting memory, and we're excited to move on to this one now.
And this one is a Marshfield team you saw about 5 weeks ago right here in this gym. So what do you remember from that? What do you learn from that?
Yeah, I remember it clear. It was 21-18 with 6:20 left in the first half, and we were playing pretty well. We were with them, and then they just kind of went, and wheels kind of fell off, and we ended up losing that one pretty big. But we competed for a while, and I expect us to come out and compete tonight.
They got a couple of 6'7" guys. One's just a sophomore, but Paul, obviously, and he can be a force and turn second leading scorer and leading rebounder.
Yeah, he's a great player for them at 6'7". He's a three-level scorer. He can shoot it and has a mid-range, can get to the basket, can finish above the rim. And then obviously with Hinson, too. Hinson was the player of the year in their conference and one of the better players we've seen all year. So, yeah, it's going to be a tall task to slow those guys down, but we're ready for it.
And in terms of the standard man-to-man approach against these guys?
Oh, we might try some different things and just see what happens. Last time we manned them the whole time, and we were pretty good for a while, and I'm confident in it. But to do something unique, you have to do some unique things. So we'll try to mix things up a little bit.
And obviously, offensively, you need and want a faster, stronger start than the other night.
Yeah, we want to get going a little bit. We put in some different things that will get us in the lane a little bit and try to create some advantages. And see if we can knock down some open shots and get some easy buckets around the basket.
Coach, we wish you the best. I'm at one end of the court. We'll hopefully catch you in the postgame.
All right, sounds good.
Very good. Head coach Jason Pruitt, there we go, wishing him the best tonight. Mark Alverson with Mike Thompson, athletic director, joining us here on WOGO Sports. We'll get the Tyson Ford keys to the game in just a moment from Mike. But first of all, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. The Tyson Ford keys to the game. And for that tonight, we're turning to our friend Mike Thompson. What about it, Mike?
Well, if I had to pick three keys, I would say that the Cardinals need to come out with a fast start just to show that they can hang with the number one seed. In my opinion, throughout the game, they need to control the pace of this game. If Marshfield runs away with this thing, it could get really quickly out of our hands. So controlling that pace is key. And I think the Cardinals have to get scoring from all over. Multiple different kids needs to be scoring for Chippewa Falls.
There you go, the Tyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. The keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Tell you what, we'll take, let me do one more of these. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin together, we can save lives. We'll take one final timeout when we come back. The starting lineups in basketball. It's boys Division I regional semifinal play. Chi High at Marshfield. Also, Max Basketball on WDOGO play-by-play on Max TV tonight as the Max taking on Spring Valley in the boys Division IV regional semifinal. Back after this.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty and best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store. Brand new name, Maury's, moving life forward.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Back in Marshfield, Mark Halverson, Mike Thompson, get you set for basketball tonight. First off, for your visiting Chi High Cardinals, a senior at 6 foot, number one, averaging 17 a game, Easton Bob. The Cards also go at 6'5", senior, number two, averaging 12.6 a game, Carson Wiedemeyer. He was huge the other night with 19 points. Meanwhile, also a 6'2", senior, number four, averaging 14 a game, Braden Dickerson. The Cards' leading rebounder, 6'3", senior, number five, David Turhark, averaging seven caroms a game. And the point guard, 5'11", senior, number 10, he comes in averaging under four a game. He scored 21 in the win over Rapids the other night, Jacob LeQuay. The Cards are coached by Jason Prue. Meanwhile, and the Cards dressed in their road black uniforms with the red numerals lettering and trim. Meanwhile, for Marshfield tonight, 6'7", and a sophomore averaging 14.6 a game, Chris Pohl. Also for the Tigers, the conference player of the year, 6'2", junior, number five, averaging 17.5 a game, Brooks Hinson. Got to look out for him tonight. The Tigers go with 6'1", senior, number 10, Brant Fries. Brant Fries, one of the starters. Also 5'11", junior, averaging 11.1 a game, Landon Lee. And rounding out the starting lineup for Marshfield, 6'5", junior, number 23, Ethan Connect. And the Tigers are coached by Chris Fisher in his fourth season. They tell me, Mike, that they won two games his first year, but they won the conference title 3 years in a row.
Yeah, excellent community for basketball, excellent community for sports in general, and Chris Fisher is a very good coach.
Yeah, you can tell. Even as he passionately talked to me before the game, I'm like, you know, he could coach football too, I think, you know. So here we go, about ready to jump, and it's underway, and the Cardinals win the tap. So they'll come at us. We're at one end of the court on one side, and the action in front of us is Laquay with it. The Cardinal offensive end to start things. Dickerson maybe nearly traveled. Now Laquay moving. And we got a whistle and a foul away from the ball on Marshfield just 15 seconds in. So the Tigers get Landon Lee first personal and the first team foul. Now the Cardinals inbound to Dickerson. On the outside, Wiedemeyer to Laquay. Laquay out on top. This is a different perspective. I don't think I've called a game from this angle, but you never know in a high school gym where they're going to put you. And Wiedemeyer out on top. The Cards, a deliberate possession. Laquay eyeing. He's inside of the arc. Jacob on top. The Cardinals, big underdogs, lost by 41 to Marshfield on January 23rd in this gym. Easton Bob loved to shake free tonight. He was really bottled up the other night. Bob right away, off the rim, no good. Rebound Marshfield. Here come the Tigers the other way. The rebound to the big fella, Chris Pohl. And the Cards in a zone defense to start the game. From the corner, jump shot is off the rim, no good. Missed by Hinson, and the Cards out with it to the other end. Easton Bob into the forecourt. They come to the near side, and now Laquay to run the offense. Inside of about 16:50 to go, first half. Crowd noisy. Laquay losing the ball, gets called for a travel. First turnover on Chippewa tonight.
They're trying to run a little bit more ball screen action that they have in this season. So probably trying to find something on film that Marshfield doesn't necessarily do well and put them in tough positions.
16:46 left, first half. Tigers with the ball going to the far side, identifying again, expecting a man-to-man from the Cards, but it looks like a 1-3-1 zone. And the guy out on top for Chippewa is number 5, Terhark, which is maybe a little bit surprised. He's their leading rebounder. But Dickerson there in the middle, and Wiedemeyer down low. Shot from the corner is good. Burying the three-pointer that time for the Tigers is Brant Fries, and Fries giving them a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, it's kind of a 1-2-2 or a 3-2 zone just to try to mix things up is my guess.
Yep. All right, so Easton Bob with the ball. Again, the Cardinals' leading scorer at 17 a game was bottled up pretty well the other night. And now Laquay out on top. Now he'll drive. Sees an open teammate, Dickerson. They work the ball around the perimeter, and Wiedemeyer shot no good from three-point range. Tigers with it. 3-0 Marshfield, 15:50 left first half.
Got a nice look off ball screen, dribble drive, kick. Wiedemeyer, really good look at it.
And now Marshfield against the Cardinal zone. Working it around, and there's a deflection on the pass, and Dickerson, who I think, for my money, is their best defender, knocks it away, and Marshfield turnover. 15:25 left first half, Cards down 3-0. Laquay on top with the dribble. Driving, kicks it into the left corner to Wiedemeyer. He missed a three a moment ago. On top to Terhark, to Easton Bob. Great to see him hit one to tie. Dickerson eyeing one up, then they'll work the way around a deliberate possession. Wiedemeyer for another three. Off the rim, no good. Cards are 0-for so far. And Marshfield racing it down the floor with Landon Lee. The Tigers 22-2. They got blown out by Nina and just barely lost to North. Their only losses of the season. Nina beat them here. They lost to North in the doghouse. Working it down low. Getting it to connect. And now there's an open shot from the corner, and missing is Hinson, the player of the year in the conference, but the rebound coming down to connect, and an offensive rebound for Marshfield. They get it down low to connect. He puts it up left-handed and good, and it's a 5-0 Marshfield lead.
It's hard to rebound out of a zone sometimes when you're used to playing man-to-man.
Because yeah.
You have to find somebody.
But as the coach said, you know, it's kind of having to take a chance on something. Obviously, on paper, the Cards big underdogs.
Yeah, and it slows the game down as well.
Yeah. 14:10 left first half. Easton Bob penetrating. He puts up a tough shot. No, it misses. Rebound Wiedemeyer down low. Takes a dribble. Deflected pass. Marshfield out of there with it. Here come the Tigers the other way on the fast break. Deflected by the Cards. Lee on the outside. He'll penetrate into the lane, fires a pass down low to Connect. Connect dishes in the corner. The quick passes from Marshfield. Missed shot by Lee, crashing the boards. The Tigers, and there's Connect for two more. 7-0 Tigers. Sounds like a football score. So Easton Bob will bring it for Chippewa. Just over 13.5 left. 4.5 minutes have gone by. The Cards have not been able to score. We talked about the fact they've been a slow starting team this season. Certainly in the Rapids game the other night. Laquay behind the arc on the right side. Pass stolen away. Good defense by number 10 that time, Brant Fries. And the Tigers trying to build on this 7-0 lead in this regional semifinal for D1 at home, looking to go on to the, we'll set the section for you later, maybe at halftime. Deliberate possession, and there's a three-pointer. Just very calm and cool and collected. Landon Lee drains one and makes it a 10-0 game. No timeout from Coach Prue, and so 5 minutes have gone by. The Cards have not scored.
They've gotten a few good looks, so I don't think we need to be freaked out too much about offense.
Right. And Laquay gets fouled. Landon Lee kind of wondering about the call, but that's going to be Lee's second. He's the 5'11 junior. His second.
I was thinking about foul trouble earlier because Hinson is the best offensive player for Marshfield, and he's guarding Easton Bob, who happens to be our best offensive player.
We've got a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. When we come back, 12:41 left in the half. Cards down 10-0 at Marshfield on WDOGO Sports.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi High basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Mark Halverson and Mike Thompson from Marshfield as G. Mason into the game, and there's Wiedemeyer missing the shot down low. Good feed, good opportunity, Mike, just didn't happen.
Yep, another good look. So once, like I said, we can kind of slow play this. We'll be okay.
Cards with a steal at the other end. Marshfield second turnover. Into the forecourt. Again, Chippewa, Easton Bob, Braden Dickerson, Gene Mason. You've got Wiedemeyer and Colin Nichols. So a couple of subs into the game here for Chippewa. And a three-second violation against the Cardinals for the third turnover for them.
The Cardinals look like they went back to their motion offense just to give Marshfield another look.
10-0 game. 12 minutes, 10 seconds left first half, about a third of the half in the books. And the Cards still in the zone defense, though, on the far end of the court. And in the left corner, kind of faking the three-pointer is Fries. He hit one earlier. Bounce pass down low, Connect, and he'll try to get it. Pole out of bounds. Here's Pole, averages close to 15 a game. He hasn't scored, so that's one plus.
Well,
so
once again, it limits possessions. It slows the game down. And, of course, if you're an interior player, that it makes you have more defenders around you.
But if you watch the tape on Shahai, and even when you played them, you thought, hey, they do man-to-man. So that Coach Bruce changing it up here tonight through the first 6 minutes. Cardinals ball, Wiedemeyer, double team right baseline. They're working around on the outside. Easton Bob trying to shake free. G. Mason going to fire and miss off the rim. No good. And Pohl skies for the rebound for Marshfield.
Every single shot for the Cardinals has been within the offense and good looks.
And there's Lee is going to hit one, and it's 13-0. Landon Lee buries, I think, the third three of the game. They had one to start their scoring, and they had one to get to 10, and now to get to 13. So a 13-0 run for the Tigers to start this game tonight. in their home gym about 7 minutes in. Mark Halverson, Mike Thompson. Easton Bob for three, off the front iron, no good. Pohl with the rebound for Marshfield. Lee another three, and off the front iron, no, but the rebound falls out to Marshfield.
Part of playing a zone, obviously, is rebounding, and if we keep giving them second chance opportunities, this could get out of hand.
Yeah. No, already 13 right now, and so again, Coach was remembering it was 21-18 with 6:20 to go in the half in the loss 5 weeks ago. Marshfield against the Cardinal zone. Inside of 10.5 in the half, and there's the shot. Fries, no good in the deep left corner. Cardinal rebound to Wiedemeyer. Here comes Chippewa Falls, trailing 13-0. You just need a hoop. If you can get a layup, it would be nice. Working against the Marshfield man-to-man. G. Mason on top gets it to Dickerson. Dickerson's very good in the low post. If they could work him in there. Dickerson on the right. On top. Nichols trying to shake free. Down low, low post. Nichols finds Dickerson. It's almost like the guys don't want to be the next one to miss after this 0-for streak to start the game. Dickerson for three. Off the back iron, no good. They can't buy a hoop. Cars did start cold at Rapids the other night, but again, Marshfield's a higher quality opponent.
Yeah, and you can start seeing Marshfield get more and more comfortable in their zone offense. So I'm guessing Coach Prue, if it continues this manner, is going to have to come back to man-to-man.
And they work it into the right corner, and there's the penetration by Fries, and then he pulls up and gets it outside, and there's the big fella. And that's Chris Pohl, the fourth three of the half. So in a zone, it's like, can you find a zone breaker? They found several of them to lead at 16-0.
Yeah, and they're not really contested threes either.
Yeah, that's we're at the midway point. G. Mason's going to fire and miss. Cars can't buy a basket down 16-0. And down low, there's Connect missing, and the Cardinals fortunate there. Otherwise, it would be down 18-0, and Dickerson now into the forecourt. Come on, guys. We need some highlights for the halftime here. 8:45 left first half, 16-0. Marshfield, I wish it was football. You get a couple of touchdowns maybe, huh? Dickerson, right side to Nichols. On top to Easton Bob. Bob into the left corner to G. Mason. Bob going out of bounds, tries to save it and not able to. The Cardinals' fourth turnover with 8:29 left first half, 16-0 Marshfield.
They were trying to isolate Carson Wiedemeyer in the post a little bit there, just didn't get a chance to get him the ball.
Easton Bob will check out for the Cards, who come with Turhark back into the game, and LeQuay with Nichols, Dickerson, and G. Mason. So Wiedemeyer and Easton Bob both going to the bench for Coach Jason Prue. Marshfield, the heavy favorite, 22-2. They were unbeaten in their very fine conference. And there's another three, and this is almost like shooting practice now as Brant Fries hits his second three of the night, 19-0 Marshfield to start the game. Driving LeQuay, and a whistle and a foul. He'll go to the line with 8:03 left first half. And LeQuay is a 81% free throw shooter after missing his first two the other night. He had some clutch makes from the line.
Yeah, he did really down the stretch. And that is one way to help see the basketball go through the hoop.
Is right.
You can get to the free throw line, and psychologically you can do some things for him. Let's just see it go through.
Higher percentage chances, and there's that first point. So LeQuay with it. 19-1 Tigers. All right, well, we spotted him 19, Mike.
Yeah, well, happened in Rapids too.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you just go, hey, that's not 24. Second one for LeQuay is off the front iron, no, and the rebound for Marshfield. They've got Valen Ramberg in with that one. Tigers into the forecourt. On the dribble is Brooks Hinson, the 6'2 junior player of the year, but he has not been making a lot of noise, but his teammates has been stepping it up, huh?
Yeah, well, like I said, in that zone, it's been kind of shooting, so they've been keying on a couple guys and trying to forget about a couple other guys, and they've made them pay.
And there's a loose ball, and Nichols hustles, and he's got it to the other end. He pulls up, and he's going to lay it up and in, and Nichols gets the two.
That was a nice defensive play by Colliner, stayed with it, tapped it away.
And we've got a whistle, and the Marshfield coach, Chris Fisher, was not sure what the...
I think the official thought he said timeout and was just calling out
a
play. Unless a play is called timeout, that would be interesting.
Yeah, right. Well, we've got plays we learned in the Super Bowl, right? A play called corn dog.
Cardinals are in their second possession of man defense here, getting out of that zone,
which is obviously what they're most comfortable with and what they've played most of the season. But down low, and there's the feed to Henson. And Brooks Henson, the 6'2 junior player of the year in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, makes it 21-3 Marshfield. Cardinals, LeQuay into the right corner, Nichols. He'll drive baseline, deflected pass, stolen away by the Tigers. Fifth Chi-High turnover. Into the forecourt comes Chris Pohl, the 6'7 sophomore. Pohl averaging close to 15 a game this year. And again, Marshfield's just a handful of seniors. And Cards come up with the steal. Nichols and Mason playing catch down the floor. They kick it out to LeQuay down low, and there's the shot by Turhart for two.
That started by a tap away by Colin Nichols. G. Mason on it. Obviously, he found LeQuay. And LeQuay found Turhart for the bucket.
21-5. Cardinals within 16 have trailed by as many as 19 in this one.
Sometimes you got to break the game down into chunks, and the last couple minutes, the Cardinals have played back.
Right. And there's the missed three-point attempt by Marshfield's Valen Ramberg, another 6'7 sophomore in off the bench. Well, again, it was just that slow start, so here are the Cardinals. Easton Bob looking to get his first points of the night. Goes on the outside to Turhart, who scored a moment ago. Nichols for three. Collin got a three-pointer, and the Cards are within 13 at 21-8.
Cardinals did a nice job of dribble penetration there and kicking out. Again, that was within the offense and finally got one to drop.
Nice job by Colin. And just having the confidence in off the bench to fire that one. So just over 5.5 minutes left, first half, 21-8 Marshfield. Been a quick moving half, very few fouls. Into the deep corner, Henson on top to Ramberg. Stolen away, and Nichols again defensively going to lay it up and in. Two more for Nichols, and we're going to get a 21-10 game. The Cards with it on 11.
What's the whistle? Blood? Yeah, blood on a player.
Okay, blood on a player with 5:19 left in the half. Well, since it was 19-0, the Cards have outscored Marshfield 10-2.
And once again, it starts on the defensive end.
It does.
Obviously, Colin Nichols and G. Mason have been all over this last couple minutes defensively.
Colin, one of the guys coming back next year on a team that's got a lot of seniors. G. Mason, Easton Bob, Carson Wiedemeyer, Braden Dickerson, Ditterhart, Jacob LeQuay, all seniors. Potentially playing their last game. They hope not. There's the drive, Lee through the lane, and a good scoop shot by Landon Lee, the 5'11 junior, upping the lead back to 13 at 23-10. Easton Bob into the forecourt for the Cardinals, on the outside to Dickerson. Behind the arc, there's penetrating LeQuay, and he's going to get called for a charge. With 4:49 left first half. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank.
That was the Cardinals' first foul, but that typically happens when you're playing in a zone for most of the half.
It's kind of amazing, though, really. I mean, to go 13 minutes, and they work it down low to Pohl. 2 points for the big guy, Chris Pohl, second leading scorer on the team behind Henson. And the Cards against the pressure. Oh, and they call a 5-second on Braden Dickerson. It seemed to be a little quick, but okay. And all of a sudden now, after the Cards had outscored Marshfield 10-2, Marshfield on a 4-0 run with 4:27 left in the half. Max TV tonight, where you can find WOGO's coverage with Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney calling the McDonald and Spring Valley. That one, same starting time as this, the Division IV boys regional semifinal. The girls tomorrow afternoon, 12:30 pregame from Eau Claire, as it's the rubber match of McDonald and Fall Creek, and they have split the first two. That's going to be a great game.
I think Fall Creek likes to keep the game slow and low scoring, and McDonald is the opposite. They like to get up and go and get up and down the court.
Lee from three-point range, no good for Marshfield, but they crashed the boards. And Fries comes away with the rebound. They've got at least three offensive rebounds tonight. Marshfield. Hinson's going to push up a floater. No good. Wiedemeyer has his hands, tips it off to Dickerson. And here come the Cardinals. Down by 15. They had cut the 19-point lead to 11. LeQuay into the forecourt now. 3:45 left first half. Cards coming toward us as we're at one end of the court. Dickerson. Spin move. Waft. Left hand. No good. Connect in. Back into the game. Yanks down the rebound. Marshfield to the other end and stolen away by Dickerson. And a whistle. Dickerson seemed to have a clean swipe.
Not sure what the call is. He didn't report a foul.
The referees are conferring with 3:29 left in the half. Let me tell you that desire, determination, dedication, 3D Fitness in Eau Claire and Triple Falls. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire and downtown Chippewa, open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. 3D Fitness. What's the word? So Dickerson stole it.
I think it's an inadvertent whistle is my guess.
Yeah.
The official just basically said it's Chippewa Falls ball right where he blew the whistle. So my guess is inadvertent whistle.
That is the sixth turnover on Marshfield, but the Cars just matching them as the Marshfield steals it away. And now the Tigers out on top at the far end. 3:20 left in the half. They've got the ball in a 15-point lead. Remember, Cars came from 24 down the other night, but this is the conference champ. There's a missed shot by Pohl, the sophomore. Big fella can play down low or outside, but I think you'd almost prefer him outside, maybe. I don't know.
I would say if you're going to pick your poison, yes.
Yeah.
Let him shoot from 20 feet.
I mean, that one, he just hit the backboard. He didn't hit the rim. Wiedemeyer for three. Got it. And the Cars are back within 12 at 25-13.
Another shot within the offense. Good possession by the Cardinals. If we can stack up some good defensive possessions here, that'd be helpful.
2:45 left first half. Absolutely. Hey, get that thing to single digits by halftime. How about that, huh?
Well, it helps you believe a little bit more at halftime.
Absolutely. I think if you go from considering the other night, plus if you cut a 19-point lead to 9 or fewer, that would be encouraging. But Landon Lee thinks differently of that. This kid can play. Landon Lee, a 5'11 junior, and he's got good arm movement, it seems, in terms of his extensions with his hands. 27-13. Marshfield by 14. LaQuay comes cutting through. Dickerson out on top. Cars had a long cold spell to start things, but since trailing 19-0, they've outscored Marshfield 13-8, and there's Easton Bob buries a three. It's 27-16. Well, I guess we can keep trading our three for their two, huh?
I suppose. Hopefully they don't run out of time, but yeah, I suppose you could. That's Easton's first buck of the night. They're clamping down on him. There's no secret. He's our top dog offensively.
Yep. And now Marshfield on the far end. Pohl, the sophomore, 100 seconds left in the half. Spin move down low, gets it to go. Well, there's an impressive move by the 6'7 sophomore, Chris Pohl, making it a 29-16 game.
Now, Braden Dickerson was all over him. I appreciate the effort from Braden. He was all over him and trying to make him do something he's not comfortable doing.
That showed us what we were saying, that you'd rather have Pohl shoot from the outside. And I'm not saying I don't really know. I think he has confidence like the modern-day big man does. LaQuay from long range buries another three, and the Cardinals are within 10 at 29-19 with a minute 10 left in the half.
Easton did a good job of handling the basketball under pressure, finding an open teammate.
Absolutely, and the Cardinals have cut that lead to 10, but I missed it.
Connect with a basket off
Connect
the dribble
makes
drive.
It. So it is. Marshfield did get their share of threes earlier, but now we're getting a timeout with 54.7 seconds left. Back in half a minute, Cardinals down 12 from Marshfield on WOGO Sports.
Here's what customers are saying about Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wärzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wärzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Shahai trailed 19-0 early. They trail 31-19 now at Marshfield. Boys Division I Regional Semifinal. Mark Alberson, Mike Thompson. If you have a need for anything, glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Only 54.7 seconds left in the half. You surprised by that timeout?
I'm not, no. I think just get this last minute under the belt with Marshfield and dig in, and he'll hold for the last shot, know what play you're going to run.
LaQuay driving, goes to Dickerson in the right corner. Easton Bob on top, had his first hoop a moment ago. LaQuay falls down, loses the basketball. Seemed to slip, or, yeah, again, was he pushed or shoved?
Definitely shoved to the ground.
And a steal at the other end for the Cardinals. LaQuay's going to race it down and score and make it a 10-point game with 25 seconds left in the half. Now Marshfield, a three-point attempt, bombs away, and that one is drilled by Malin Ramberg. 15 seconds left, so Marshfield again returning to the threes. It had been a while since they connected from long range. Final 8 seconds of the half now. Stolen away from LaQuay, and Connect gets it ahead to Hinson, who's going to miss the layup, fouled up by Connect, no good. Our halftime score, Marshfield 34, Chi-Hai 21, back in 3.5 minutes with our halftime on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's halftime in Marshfield in the boys' Division I regional semifinal, and Chi-Hai trails Marshfield 34-21. Mark Alverson along with Mike Thompson. And again, this is a contest that Marshfield got out to a 19-0 lead. Since then, Chi-Hai's outscored them 21-13, but it was a big hole to climb out of.
Yeah, it was. If you would have told me that Hinson, their player of the year in the conference, with 2 points, and we'd limit Pohl, their 6'7", multifaceted scorer, to 7, respectively, I would have said, hey, I'll take that all day long. And, of course, they got it from Lee, he did a nice job with the 10 points and connect, kind of their big strong guy down low, got six. And I think between those two, that's basically the difference of this game. You know, Easton went off, got one, but, you know, no surprise, he's getting clamped down. And, you know, Carson Wiedemeyer's shaking away for a few good-looking shots. They just aren't dropping. But I'd say Laquay and Nichols right now are doing it defensively, and G. Mason's factoring in defensively too, which allows us to basically stay in this game and have a shot at trying to get this to single digits early in the second half.
We'll get the Chahai scoring in a moment, but first, Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 an hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 an hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. How about Chahai scoring?
Chippewa Falls is led right now by Colin Nichols with 7 points, and Jacob Laquay behind him with 6 points. Easton Bob and Carson Wiedemeyer have 3 each, and David Turhart has 2 to round out the 21 points for Chippewa Falls. As far as rebounding, Easton has 1, Carson has 3, Braden has 2, Jacob Laquay has 1 for 7 total rebounds.
And so for Chahai in this contest tonight, I mean, as I think about this second half, I'm like, it's doable. I mean, I think, you know, that 75-34 score, throw that out. Remember back game one, 21-18 through the first 12 minutes of the first half. And remember this game, Chahai's outscored Marshfield 21-15 since it was 19-0.
They have, and, you know, I think they tried to do something defensively that would give them a shot to kind of shock Marshfield, and Marshfield was very comfortable in that, and you saw that led to the lead. So they had to get out of that, and, you know, that's nobody's fault. It just is what it is. But obviously you come back out and you play them tight and play them tough, and if I'm in that locker room, I'm saying let's make a run to start this second half, and let's make them take a timeout.
Yeah. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Some of the first half highlights sounded like this. Well, again, it was just that slow start, so here are the Cardinals. Easton Bob looking to get his first points of the night. Goes on the outside to Turhart, who scored a moment ago. Nichols for 3. Colin got a 3-pointer, and the Cards are within 13 at 21-8.
I would say if you're going to pick your poison, yes.
Yeah.
Let him shoot from 20 feet.
I mean, that one, he just hit the backboard. He didn't hit the rim. Wiedemeyer for 3. Got it. And the Cards are back within 12 at 25-13. This Laquay comes cutting through. Dickerson out on top. Cards had a long cold spell to start things, but since trailing 19-0, they've outscored Marshfield 13-8, and there's Easton Bob buries a 3. It's 27-16.
I appreciate the effort from Braden. He was all over him and trying to make him do something he's not comfortable doing.
That showed us what we were saying, that you'd rather have Pohl shoot from the outside, and I'm not saying I don't really know. I think he has confidence like the modern-day big man does. Laquay from long range buries another 3, and the Cardinals are within 10 at 29-19 with it. The Cards ended the half as hot as they were cold to start the half. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. The second half around the corner. Mike's going to tell us about the gymnastics team when we come back on WDOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
B. York Strand
metal roof.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Second half action underway. The Cardinals down by 13, and Marshfield not messing around at all as they get Chris Pohl down low for two, so the 15-point lead.
That was pretty easy offensively. They just put him in a post, and we had a guy trailing, and easy score for Pohl.
All right, now the Cardinals from a 15-point deficit. They're on the far end. We're at one side of the court here on ground level. And so it's the usual starters, Turhark, Dickerson, LeQuay, Bob, and Wiedemeyer for Coach Jason Prue. As we start half number two. Deliberate possession, LeQuay trying to penetrate. The kicks in the left corner. Turhark for three. Honeycombed out of there, no good. And rebound to the big fella, Pohl. Hands it off in the backcourt to Lee. Lee on top to Pohl. Pohl's going to shoot and hit. Again, the modern big man can shoot. I remember back in the day, Jack Sikma of the Sonics and later the Bucks. It's like, oh, that was rare. You'd have a big man who could shoot. But it's, I mean, Wembanyama is 7'6", and he can shoot for the Spurs, you know. So.
Yep, most kids on this basketball floor can shoot the three better than most of us can dream.
Dickerson, the outside, they work it in the left corner to Turhark. So the Cards now down 18. Remember, their biggest deficit was 19. And there's the long-range shot by Dickerson. No good, and out of there with it, Marshfield. So, again, a little cooler start here for the Cards to start the second half. And there's their ace, Brooks Henson, and now their biggest lead of the night at 42-21. They've doubled up Chippewa Falls, and they're coming out torrid out of the locker room here, an 8-0 start here, Mike.
Yeah, that's not the start we wanted nor needed. Cardinals got to get a couple buckets, couple stops here to slow this momentum.
Chippewa Falls to the far side. Turhark finds a cutting Easton Bob, and he was pushed. And I think Hinson's going to get the foul, his second, with 15:55 left here in the second half. 42-21 Marshfield by 21.
I was hoping we could have exposed that matchup a little earlier in the night with Hinson, their best player, guarding Easton, our best player, get him in foul trouble.
Yeah, you may have a plan, and then you see how it goes. And LeQuay's going to miss the three, and the rebound down to Marshfield and Brooks Henson. And Marshfield coming to the near end, to our end, right at us. And now Pohl right into the Cardinal defense, missing the shot, and the rebound, Turhark, the Cards' leading rebounder, out of there with it. Chippewa advancing, and there's the shot. Easton Bob is going to miss the three-point attempt, and Pohl seems to be much more active here in the second half for Marshfield. Just a sophomore, 6'7", and connect down low, and Wiedemeyer's going to get called for the foul with 15:19 left first second half. But again, this is the Cards went more than 6 minutes without scoring in the first half, and they're going close to 3 minutes without scoring here.
Yeah, and that, I think, obviously is the difference. You know, Marshfield continues to be consistent offensively, and we get the inconsistent periods of and stretches.
Connect, a 55% free throw shooter, hits that one on the foul by Wiedemeyer, and... For Wiedemeyer, his first foul of the night. Second one is up and good for Connect. 44-21, so Marshfield, a 10-0 start here in the second half. And now against the full court pressure for the Cardinals, Coach Fisher not backing off. He's got the lead to its highest of the game, and he's pressing, and then the Cards break it and get it ahead to Wiedemeyer for two. 44-23. Chippewa Falls within 21. Lee's going to drive, puts it up, no good, whistle, and a foul. And again, Lee, just we're going to try to say something about the gymnastics teams. He looks like he could be on the male gymnastics team. He's very flexible.
I'll get to the gymnastics team when I get a couple more seconds.
Gotcha.
Just a few.
Gotcha. Which may be the postgame. 15:01, or we'll see how this unfolds. To Dan Anderson back at our studio. If you could get a little bit of reverb back, if you could. There you go. 45-23 is the first free throw good from Henson. Player of the year in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Second one good.
That was actually Lee shooting those free
throws. Was it? Okay. Yep. Yeah, you're right. Inside of 15 minutes left in the half now, and the Cards with it at the far end, and Laquay on top. Dickerson on top, Laquay. Goes to the left side to Easton. Bob's going to come up short on the three-point attempt. Wiedemeyer rebound, puts it up, no good. Terhark fights for it, and the Cards get it. They work it around on the right side to Dickerson. And now Laquay pulls it back out. 14 and a half left here in regulation. Cards down 23. Laquay all the way through, misses the shot. And out of there with the rebound comes Chris Pohl. And Marshfield loses the ball, and the Cardinals come out of there with it. Ninth turnover for the Tigers, first of the second half. 14-15 left here in the second half. Laquay on top to Easton Bob. Picked up defensively by Henson. Dickerson for three. Got it. Braden Dickerson nailing that one. 46-26.
Dickerson's first bucket of the night.
And again, he's a guy who averages 14 a game. He's been impressive all year. His defense, but then his low post presence. And we've got a Marshfield foul away from the ball. Illegal screen. And it's going to go on number 10, Brandon Fries. His first. And the second on Marshfield as a team. Cards against that pressure now again. Laquay into the forecourt. 13:45 left here in regulation. Cards down 20. Came from 24 down with less time the other night against Rapids. Laquay for three. Buries it. And the Cardinals within 17.
He did a fake handoff to Easton coming around the edge, and they both went with Easton, and Laquay says, thank you very much.
It worked. So now Marshfield with the 17-point advantage. They came out of the locker room with fire in their eyes and boosted that 13-point halftime lead up into the 20s and then knocked out of bounds. Just checking here the stats. I think the biggest was they led by 23 at 44-21. And so that was the biggest advantage, and the Cards have it back to 17 at the moment. Cardinal basketball against the pressure. Dickerson to Laquay. Laquay across the timeline, the left-hander, and there's the three-pointer. Wiedemeyer off the front iron, no, and skying for the rebound is Pohl. And they'll work it down low, and missing the shot is Ramberg, but the connect gets the offensive rebound in the basket, makes it 48-29, Marshfield. Cardinals get it back. 12:47 left here in this regulation, and there's a kind of a soft pass stolen away from Laquay that time, intended for the teammate in the right corner, and there's the shot up, no good. Again, Henson just hasn't had his night tonight, averages 17 and a half a game. Marshfield another offensive rebound, and this time Ramberg converts it back to a 21-point lead at 50-29.
This pace and these possessions have all been in Marshfield's wheelhouse. They really like to get up and down and work in open space, and that's exactly what they're doing.
And really force it in, you know. So, all right, on the outside, Easton Bob now. 12 minutes left. We're a third of the way through the second half, and Bob misses the shot driving, and the rebound Pohl, who's been everywhere here in the second half. Tigers advancing it. Try to get it down low. Pohl turn and score. 23-point lead for Marshfield, 52-29. For so many of these Cardinals seniors, this could be their last game as varsity basketball players. We're going to get a timeout. 11:37 left in the half. Back in half a minute from Marshfield, where the Tigers lead the Cards by 23 on WOGO Sports.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty and best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store, brand new name. Maury's, moving life forward.
.37 left in regulation, and the Cards trailing 52-29. ServiceMaster, Triple Value, local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMaster, TripleValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Well, real quickly, the gymnastics team having a lot of success for Chahai.
Absolutely. They had an excellent season. They do graduate a couple seniors, and, of course, went to the state tournament after winning the sectional last weekend with a school record over 143 points. So they go to the state tournament today as a team. They also have individuals competing tomorrow at Wisconsin Rapids. But they ended up finishing fourth overall in the state of Wisconsin for Division I. So excellent, excellent season. And they return almost everybody. And then some eighth graders that will be coming in can help with that.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to them. Inside of 11 and a half to go here in the second half. The Cardinals with the ball down 23. Dickerson joined by Wiedemeyer, G. Mason, Easton Bob, and Colin Nichols. Dickerson just grazes the rim on a three, and rebound comes down to Marshfield. They come at us now. 11-10 left in the second half, leading it by 23. Matches their biggest lead of the night. At halftime, it was just 13 at 34-21. We were hoping to cut that thing back to single digits. When we asked for that earlier, the first we got as close as 10. Cards got as close as 10 at 29-19. There's a steal, and taking it down, Dickerson for two. 52-31 as Braden gets one.
Hey, Braden puts a little pressure on Pohl and gets him a little uncomfortable. But obviously, Pohl will get his points. He's a pretty skilled player.
Dickerson is a fine defensive player, and there's a pass stolen away by Wiedemeyer. So Marshfield's 11th turnover. Again, dialing up the mental and physical energy, and then I think maybe it kind of can, you know, you can only do it so long, it can kind of wane. And Easton Bob on the outside of Wiedemeyer. Cards down 21, 10-20 left here from Marshfield. The winner moves on to the regional final tomorrow night. McDonald TV with WOGO's broadcast of McDonald and Spring Valley going on tonight. Dickerson into the lane, kicks it out to G. Mason, and his pass stolen away by Connect. He's going to race down the floor, and Voigt and finally does get fouled, and Wiedemeyer kind of frustrated with the call with 9:59 to go.
Yeah, I thought he shuffled his feet, but it must have said Carson got him at the top. It looked like ball to me, but yeah, we got a weird angle over here.
Second foul of the night for Carson, and the third of the half for the Cardinals as the left-hander Connect hits the first one. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Learn more at freezefinancialgroup.com. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group as we start the month of March with the boys' basketball tournament. And Connect hits both free throws. He connects on them. 54-31. Marshfield back to a 23-point advantage. G. Mason into the forecourt. Wiedemeyer on the outside. Play some catch, Colin Nichols. He was the leading scorer at halftime. Colin's back next year. He's just a junior. Interested in broadcasting. Going to be heading to Lambeau Field here this spring for... Unless he went already. I can't remember if that... Maybe it was going to be in February.
He went last weekend and had a great time. You'll have to ask him about it.
Yeah, for sure. There's a pass down low. They go to the big fella, Pohl. He outjumps the Chahai defender. And now the biggest lead of the night for Marshfield at 56-31. Dickerson in the forecourt for the Cards. 9:15 to go, about the midpoint of this second half. G. Mason on top to Easton Bob. You got McQuay and Terhark at the scorer's table. G. drive into the lane on top. Dickerson, he'll shoot the three, and Braden buries it, makes it 56-34.
At this point, we've been patient offensively, but we got to get hot and get some buckets in a hurry.
Yep. Earlier today, Chahai Hockey, the Cards, is a drive through the lane, missing the shot that time, Landon Lee. But another offensive rebound and a three-pointer buried from the corner. They've got so many guys who can shoot it. Valen Ramberg, the 6'7 sophomore. Yeah, Pohl gets the attention. They got 2 6'7" sophomores. Again, Pohl is the starter, and he's the second leading scorer, but Ramberg can do it inside and out as well.
And Landon Lee did it in the first half for them scoring, and he's a junior.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they have like three seniors on the team. So I think initially, thankfully, I thought they had just one. G. Mason for three. Rattles out for him. It was rattling, and it just popped out for him. 59-34 Marshfield. Again, they beat the Cards 75-34 January 23rd right here in the gym. And right now, 59-34. Whistle and a foul on the Cards with 7:58 left. On the hunt for your next vehicle, visit Maury's, Eau Claire, Subaru, and Maury's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Chippewa Falls or Cadott. Maury's Auto Group, moving life forward. All right, so the foul on Colin Nichols for Chippewa Falls. Fourth team foul, the first on Colin. Inside of 8 minutes to go, and the Tigers in command at 59-34. Connect shot blocked by Nichols. Connect's a big, muscular guy. I got to think he's a football player.
I would think so. 6'5". Yeah. He loves the contact, physicality.
Looks the part for sure. And there's a three-point attempt off the front iron. No good. Missed by Fries, but just too many offensive rebounds for the Tigers tonight. And if there's something the Cards have done good, they've bottled up Hinson, their leading scorer, pretty good. He's been pretty quiet, but a lot of the other guys have stepped up big time for Coach Chris Fisher, who's looking to move on with his 22-2 squad. And down low they go to Hinson. Hinson shoots it over Easton Bob and gets a rare basket for him on the night as the lead grows to 27-61-34.
And don't forget, the Marshfield looking ahead, if this game continues in this fashion, does have to play tomorrow night.
Right, right. Yeah, so that's where you do keep in mind. I mean, I'm like, maybe you're not. And Nichols going to fire and miss the three. Out on top for the Cards. Ball goes out of bounds. 6:54 left, and fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field is a coach in the courtroom, Dave Check, in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Thanks to Dave for joining us on color for some of the broadcasts during the season this year. Busy guy, I'll tell you. 6:40 left in regulation now, and the Cards down 27 here at Marshfield. Tigers came in a heavy favorite, and Lee driving, whistle, and a foul. Landon Lee, the 5'11 junior, to the line, where he's an 81% free throw shooter. 6:35 to go now. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic and sports surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, as Lee hits the free throw. Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cdosm.com/WOGO. All right, so Nichols out for the Cards. It's Wiedemeyer, Bob, Terhark, Dickerson, and LeQuay, the starting five. But we've got some fresh faces from Marshfield.
Yep, they just got a rousing ovation for Noah Daniels, senior, coming in.
All right, and Joey Ketterer, 6'2 junior, number two in there. So some fresh faces with, 6:28 to go. So, but they've got a 28-point lead. And LeQuay for three, buries one. The Cards back to within 25 at 62-37. And there's one for the Tigers.
Just checked in, Joey Ketterer Jr. Yeah, Ketterer pops it from the corner.
He can shoot it, 65-37. Cardinals trying to answer back. Now, inside of 6 minutes to go in the high school career, it would seem, for some of these guys, at least for this sport. Steal by Marshfield. Lee misses, followed up, and no good. And the third try is good for Hinson, who remains on the court after Ketterer had missed. Cardinals unofficially had, 10 turnovers, and we can get the official numbers later. But 67-37, the lead for the first time tonight at 30 points for Marshfield. Dickerson out on top. Into the left corner to Terhark. On top, LeQuay is going to fire and miss. And the rebound yanked down by Hinson. 5:18 to go. Marshfield ball and a 30-point lead. A mixture of subs and starters here for Coach Fisher. Noah Daniels, one of those guys. A 6'2 senior off the bench. And a 15-foot jumper. No good. Missed by Fries, the 6'1 senior. And Here comes Dickerson for the Cards. It's a 5 minutes now. 30-point deficit for Chippewa. They're down 13 at the half, but Marshfield upping that by 17 here in the last 13 minutes. LeQuay driving and a foul with 4:48 to go. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by the great folks at Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. And Fries comes out of the game, and we're going to get a break in the action. Back in a minute. Cards down 30 at Marshfield. WDOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi High basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know that they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. All right, catch me up here. We've got Chad turning over on the far end.
Yep, missed jumper.
Missed jumper, okay. And so on this end, Marshfield the ball and a 30-point lead inside of 4.5 minutes to play in this contest. And the shot up and good by Hinson. 69-37.
Still surprised Hinson's in, but I'm not coaching the team either.
Yeah, no, you always go, you know, you can't fear injuries, and at the same time, obviously, you're up by 32 points. I think that's going to change here very soon. As LeQuay is going to miss a three-pointer. Cards fell behind 19-0 early and then outscored Marshfield, you know, 21-15 the rest of the first half. The block shot coming over Wiedemeyer, swatting one away, Max Ertl. And then in the second half, though, Marshfield just had the intensity, the fire, the drive, and they've outscored Chippewa Falls 35-16 in the second half. So that's a big difference there. All right, and Max Ertl looks to get it in on top. And Jack Sternitsky, now a 6'2 junior. And I think we've seen Hinson leave the game. So, again, he didn't have a huge night tonight, but it shows the depth of this Marshfield club. And it'll probably be better next year. There's a three-pointer from the corner. Valen Ramberg, the 6'7 sophomore. Yeah, 6'7, folks. And he can shoot it. That's a couple of threes for him tonight. Inside of 3.5 to go, 72-37. And the Cards get a hoop as I was writing down the score.
Easton Bob, top of the key, three with a guy right in his face.
3:13 left, 72-40. G. Mason out there with Easton. And Terhark and Dickerson and Wiedemeyer for the Cards. Final 3 minutes of the season now. There's Marshfield with the basketball coming at us. And the bounce pass goes to Chippewa as Marshfield's unofficially 12th turnover.
I tell you, Marshfield's a tough matchup, I think, obviously for the Cardinals, but also for a lot of teams going forward with their length, but also their scoring. And they get scoring from all over, so they're a tough matchup.
They will face the winner of Kimberly and Appleton North tomorrow night.
Yeah, I made some comments about this sectional, how tough this sectional actually is.
Easton Bob for three, no good. Out of there with it, Marshfield, 2:38 to go. Driving all the way in and challenging Colin Nichols that time was number three, Max Ertl, and he's able to draw the foul with 2:34 to go.
It appeared to me that Colin hit him right in the basketball.
Yeah, right. I'm challenged enough to do my job. I don't want to. Have you done reffing?
I haven't lately.
Yeah.
But I could have made that call pretty easily.
And even deeper on the bench comes both teams now as the Cardinals sending out number 12, Isaiah Desjarlais, a 5'9 junior. And also number 14, Teague Anderson, a 6'1 junior. Seen him at other points in the season.
And Corey Sukerman, number 11, makes his way in.
Yep.
Checking in for the seniors for their final time in a Cardinal uniform.
Yeah, 2.5 minutes to play. 74-40 after Ertl's free throws. Teague Anderson down low to Nichols. Nichols struggling to keep it and able to maintain it. Gets it to Anderson. And the right corner off to Sukerman. 2:15 to go. G. Mason will shoot and miss off the rim. No good. Rebound Cardinals. And that one going to Desjarlais.
You like to see the hustle play from Desjarlais when he comes in off the bench cold, but he went and got that rebound just out of pure hustle.
Yeah, good job. There's a three-pointer for the Tigers, and it's buried by Afton Hamill, a 5'6 junior. That created a huge eruption there.
G. Mason's the final senior to leave the court. He's getting subbed out for.
Yeah.
Obviously, these are the times when your seniors are, you know, in tears and thinking about the last time as a Cardinal. And you know, those are guys that battled, and we appreciate all their efforts and their families that say goodbye to the Cardinal basketball family.
Absolutely. Inside of 2 minutes now as the Cardinals into the forecourt with Gavin Thompson, the 5'9 sophomore. Now, he's no relation to you.
He's not, but he always tells jokes that he is. But no, he's not.
All right. Well, we'll clear that up tonight.
No, he's a nice young man.
All right. Your son Luke, though, is a freshman on in the program.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's a nice young man, too.
Helping on the stats here this evening. All right, and Marshfield coming at us now with a just total command. They've taken that 13-point lead and grown it to 37 here in the second half. Oh, no, reverse layup is good. And Afton Hamill is putting on a show, the 5'6 junior. Kind of the Charlie Chris or the Spud Webb. He's a little guy at 5'6, but, boy, that was a nice. He did it from the inside and the outside.
Yep. Nice play by the 5'6 junior. He's on the bench just kind of shrugging his shoulders like, this is what I do.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I play basketball. That's why I'm on the team. So, and the Cards getting it down low to Sukerman at the other end, the 6'3 junior. I think we'll see a lot more of Corey next year, though, huh?
Yeah, Corey's he had a nice season on the JV squad this year. He really made some strides. He's that kind of throwback post player and really, really gets the most out of himself, a lot of energy.
106 to go, 39-point Marshfield lead. And the drive by Thompson, and he kind of whips it past Desjarlais and out of bounds. Coming up in the postgame, we'll have the stats and more. But, hey, it's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, or go to wirzgala.com. 102 to go here.
Got Jalen Smith and Owen Munson checking into the game. Conrad Gebauer checking into the game. So basically turns into a JV game here for the last minute.
There we go. 79-40 Marshfield. Hats off to the Tigers. They're a tough squad. Wish them the best as they would, in pursuit of state, one step at a time, regional final tomorrow night. The Tigers, so they're subs in the game, the final 50 seconds here as well, and had some bright moments. And who's going to get the shot now? The 5'6 kid went out of the game. Hamill.
He made his way back in. So.
Oh, he did. Okay.
I think he just told
Coach.
Right. He said, I'm scoring so much, just let me go in, Coach.
Yeah, right. No, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to see him.
That's a nice crowd tonight, Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, Marshfield filled it up. Chippewa Falls traveled all right.
Right. Busy day for a lot of Chi-High fans that did hockey and basketball.
Yeah, I'm. When I get home, I'm hitting the bed, and it's I'm hopefully sleep in tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's been a long day. Emotional day, too.
Yeah. Free throw is no good.
Munson with the rebound. Freshman.
J.J. Steinbach, the 6'2 junior who missed that one. Final 30 seconds now as the Cardinals with it at the far end of the court. Teague Anderson gets the ball on top to Smith. Jalen tries to go to Sukerman down low. Sukerman puts it up and pops out of there for him. Rebound yanked down by the Tigers. Final 15 seconds as Noah Daniels, 6'2 senior, grabbed it at the other end. They're going to get it off to Max Ertl, the 6'2 senior. He was one of their better reserves. And the final seconds of the season for Chi-High. Teague Anderson gets a three off. That'll do it. Final score. Marshfield wins it 81-40. Back with the postgame in 3 minutes on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wärzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wärzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Chi-High loses it 81-40. We did have at least a halftime update on McDonald Boys in Spring Valley, Mike Thompson.
I believe it was 21-20 Spring Valley leading at halftime. I have not gotten an updated score since then.
All right, so anyhow, the game is on Max TV, and trying to watch, though, a lot of times they've had, like the other night, they had the scores. But either way, we want to do this. This way, I don't know if you can. Can you hear us, Coach, if we do this? All right. So this will allow Mike to be in, too. Well, Coach, again, you fell in a hole early, and then you outscored them 21-13 the rest of the half, but it's hard to overcome 19-0.
Yeah, they kind of were able to handle our zone to start the game, and if we'd have been scoring during that stretch, it wouldn't have looked as bad. It wouldn't have looked as ugly to start, but when you get down 19-0, and then we switched to man, and I thought we did a really nice job. We were plus six to close out once we switched to man in the first half, and I thought we were doing some good things defensively out of it, and they're a great team. They ran great stuff, and they were able to score. They got great players that can make plays. Even when we take away their first or second option, they're able to just go score. So credit to them. Great team.
Go ahead.
Obviously, we got seniors to say goodbye to. You know, it's a really good group of guys. I think that group was very close.
Yeah.
You know, if you could say something about the seniors real quick.
Yeah, great group of guys. That's the hardest part is when it ends, just all the emotions that come flooding out because, I mean, a lot of these kids I've known since they were 5 years old. I've worked with them as elementary kids, worked with them at the middle school, and the last 4 years at Chi High as their coach. And it's the hardest part, probably the hardest part about being a high school coach is you lose guys. They go off and they live their lives. And this is definitely a group that we've talked about all year. Regardless of their record and what they do on the court in basketball, they're going to be six successful human beings, and that's what's the most proud thing as a coach is seeing these guys become men, and these guys are going to come back and they're going to talk about how successful they are because of how good of people they are, just high character people, and I'm really proud that I got to be a little part of their life.
And then finally, even looking ahead to next year, the guys that you will have back, I mean, just kind of the underclassmen who will come back, though.
Yeah, I mean, we have some hungry young underclassmen, and down to the freshman and sophomore junior group, they're going to be competitive. They're going to compete over the off season. They're hungry to get better, and we'll see where that takes us.
Coach, thanks so much. Always good to work with you. Wish you the best, and see you at the banquet. I need to touch base with you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, so Chi High coming up on the short end tonight, losing at 81-40, and we jumped right into the interview. The coach was right here, and I needed to tell you the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll take another 3.5-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the stats, the highlights, and check the WOGO sports calendar, plus also hopefully have an update on McDonald Boys in Spring Valley on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
B-York's brand
metal roof.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Kadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty. And best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store. Brand new name. Maury's. Moving life forward.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi-High basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Mark Albertson, Mike Thompson back in the post-class post-game show as Chippewa Falls loses 81-40 at Marshfield in this boys' Division I regional semifinal. And Marshfield advances to the regional final tomorrow night. And Spring Valley has knocked out the McDonald boys. We just saw on Max TV, 53-46. So Spring Valley moving on. And so that means tomorrow we will have the Max girls 12:30 pregame from Eau Claire. And it's... a showdown, the rubber match of McDonald against Fall Creek. They split the season series and they were co-champs in the Western Clover Belt Conference. How about the stats, Mike?
Yeah, for Chippewa Falls, Easton Bob had 6 points on 2 of 8 shooting. 2 of 8 threes, excuse me. Carson Wiedemeyer, 5 points. Braden Dickerson, 8. David Turhart, 2. Jacob LaQuay, 12. Colin Nichols, 7 to round out 40. We had 14 total rebounds to Marshfield's 36, so there's a game right there.
Yeah.
And we had 15 turnovers to Marshfield's 12, so call that what it is. For Marshfield, 16 points for Chris Pohl. A lot of them kind of mostly in the second half. Joey Ketterer, 3. Max Ertle, 4. Brooks Hinson, who was held to, I think, 2 points at halftime. He ended up with 11. Nice player there. Number 10, Brant Fries, 6 points. Landon Lee, 13. Hamill with 5. Ramberg coming off the bench, 11. And Connect had 12. And like I said, with the total rebounds, I think that was a pretty big part of the game.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, in education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from WOGO and the WIA, keeping the education in sports. And here's the bracket now in terms of the way things look. So with Marshfield winning, they move on to face the winner of Kimberly and Appleton North. And you as an athletic director, I mean, as the one seed, they continue to just get to host?
They do until sectionals, yep. Yeah. Sectional semis and sectional finals would be a neutral site.
Gotcha. So Marshfield looking to host either Kimberly or Appleton North tomorrow night. Other games of interest tonight, Appleton East was at Eau Claire Memorial. Superior, a three seed that Chi-High beat late in the season, was hosting 14th seed Hortonville. That's quite a bus ride for Hortonville.
Yes,
it is. You go west, you go north.
Yeah, that's west and north and a long time in a bus.
Yeah, that sure is. Nina is hosting Eau Claire North tonight. That's a very good Nina team. At least that they were the ones who had the most lopsided victory over Marshfield in their two defeats this year. D.C. Everest at Hudson and Holman at Stevens Point. If this went chalk, it would be Marshfield and Stevens Point. We'll see how that all plays out. But Marshfield did beat them both times they played during the regular season. So, all right, we've got if you need to go, I can let you go. I can cut you free. So I want to thank you, Mike.
You got it. Appreciate you having me on. Hopefully I didn't bore too many people.
You didn't. No, you helped me a ton. Give us one final word, though, because double defeat today, this one, but obviously the hockey loss, 6-5 in overtime at State. Painful. It's going to take some time, especially for those players and coaches, to just kind of heal from it, because you pour it all out there.
Well, and I think that's what our kids do. They pour it all out there, and they're invested, and our coaches and our kids and our families and our communities invested, and you know they put everything they have out there. So I'm pretty proud as an activities director today and to be associated with Chippewa Falls, no matter the outcome. I appreciate the efforts of our kids and the community support we get, and you know, I obviously wouldn't trade that for anything else.
Yeah. Well, we love working with you. We'll see you for the, you know, we're planning to do softball and baseball for Shahai and McDonald, working on that. And also looking ahead, the drive-through graduation has certainly been something that we've been glad to be a part of in the last few years.
Yeah, I can't think of that right now. I'm just thinking about tomorrow at this point.
Gotcha.
But absolutely, we're proud to be able to have you guys cover our game, so thank you.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take our very last time out when we come back. Some highlights and the WOGO Sports Calendar on WDOGO Sports.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Marshfield wins over Chippewa Falls 81-40. They started with a 19-0 lead, and then the Cards, the rest of the first half, outscored Marshfield 21-15 to go into the locker room at halftime trailing 34-21. But they had cut the 19-point lead to as little as 10 at 29-19 at one point. Still in the second half, Marshfield just came out guns a-blazing, and they were able to 36-21, 39-21, 42-21. I mean, basically, they had a 10-0 start to the second half. So 19-0 to begin the game, 10-0 to start the second half, and really never looked back after that, continued to grow the lead, and they win at 81-40, and will be in action tomorrow night, hosting the winner of the Kimberly-Appleton-North game right here in their field house. But we did have some highlights we wanted to bring you from the first half, and four in the first half, two in the second half. Let's give a listen.
Well, again, it was just that slow start, so here are the Cardinals. Easton Bob looking to get his first points of the night. Goes on the outside to Turhart, who scored a moment ago. Nichols for three. Collin got a three-pointer, and the Cards are within 13 at 21-8.
I would say if you're going to pick your poison, yes.
Yeah.
Let him shoot from 20 feet.
I mean, that one, he just hit the backboard. He didn't hit the rim. Wiedemeyer for three. Got it. And the Cards are back within 12 at 25.
Your shot.
Mark. 2:45 left first half. LeQuay comes cutting through. Dickerson out on top. Cards had a long cold spell to start things, but since trailing 19-0, they've outscored Marshfield 13-8, and there's Easton Bob buries a three. It's 27-16. Well,
him. I appreciate the effort from Braden. He was all over him and trying to make him do something he's not comfortable doing.
That showed us what we were saying, that you'd rather have Pohl shoot from the outside. And I'm not saying I don't really know. I think he has confidence like the modern-day big man does. Laquay from long range buries another three, and the Cardinals are within 10 at 29-19.
And that was as close as they would get the rest of the way, but some second-half highlights, a couple of them here. Laquay into the forecourt. 13:45 left here in regulation. Cards down 20. Came from 24 down with less time the other night against Rapids. Laquay for three. Buries it. And the Cardinals within 17. And one last highlight from the broadcast tonight here from the second half at Marshfield. Dickerson in the forecourt for the Cards. 9:15 to go, about the midpoint of this second half. G. Mason on top to Easton Bob. Got Laquay and Terhark at the scorer's table. G. drive into the lane on top. Dickerson, he'll shoot the three. And Braden buries it, makes it 56-34. And so there you go. Chahai coming up in the short end tonight, 81-40. First half outscored 34-21. In the second half, Marshfield goes off for 47 points and holds Chahai to 19 and winning it 81-40. Again, our WOGO Sports calendar with McDonald having lost to Spring Valley 53-46 in that Division IV regional semifinal. It'll be the McDonald girls against Fall Creek. Hey, they're the defending Division V champs. As we understand it, nobody's ever won a title in boys or girls basketball, gone on the next year and won in a different division. The Lady Macs would love to do that, but a very tough battle tomorrow. What a game it's going to be in Eau Claire as it's McDonald and Fall Creek. We've got a 12:30 pregame for you, 1 o'clock tip. Join Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney for all the action. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking Mike Thompson for joining me on color. Dan Anderson doing a fantastic job back at our WOGO studio. Thanks to Caleb Swenson and our fantastic sales team, Kristen Johnson and Dave Stasik, for helping to sell the ads. And I thank and appreciate all of our sponsors on the way out for this. So we'll see you in the spring sports season. But go Max as we continue to root on the McDonald girls as they Coach Cooper and company look to make their way through Division IV, taking on Fall Creek tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening with the podcast up at WOGO.com. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.